It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Asparagus heralds the beginning of spring. It's one of the first green vegetables to arrive fresh and in season at the market after a long winter of root vegetables. With the growing season that runs April through the beginning of June, asparagus lends itself to an assortment of fresh and delicious dishes. When picking asparagus, look for bundles with firm spears whose tips are closed and green. Avoid dry, brownish-looking spears. Once you've made your pick, it's very important to store your asparagus properly to keep it fresh. The best way is to treat the spears like flowers. Trim the stems and wrap a moist paper towel around the ends, or even better, stand them upright in a couple of inches of cold water. Both ways, be sure to store the asparagus in the refrigerator. When you're ready to cook the asparagus, instead of cutting the ends with a knife, use your hands to break the bottom of the stems off. The asparagus stalk will naturally break at the point where they become tough and woody. Discard the end pieces and use just the tender spears. Asparagus are very versatile. They can be steamed, sautéed, roasted, or even grilled. I think the grill gives the asparagus a delicious smokiness. Just be sure to use a grill grate or place them on the grill perpendicular to the grates. You wouldn't want to lose any of those yummy veggies. Garnish simply with a drizzle of olive oil, a squeeze of lemon, or a little grated Parmesan. No need to overdo it. Whichever way you choose to cook your asparagus, just be sure not to overcook it. The beauty of the spring veggie is that it cooks in just minutes. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.